Yeah, it's very disappointing that this hasn't been rolled out, because at the end of the day, it's something that is in almost every other EU member state and was rolled out without any fuss or hassle. It has a little additional cost on employers, all right. It also, of course, since the state has to come up with a little bit of the finance as well. But in the long run, it actually pays a dividend, because it means that people, when they move into the retirement era in their life, have some capital. They have some money that they can invest and they can spend, and that they will become also part of the economy. And that's, I think, vital to all of this, is that people's income after the end, their years of employment or their working career, that they still have a decent income to be able to spend and to be able to maintain a reasonable lifestyle. Everywhere else, as I say, is doing it. There's no reason why we shouldn't be doing it. And the government shouldn't be using the excuse of the tariffs from Donald Trump to roll back on this commitment. It's certainly something that I think every employee around the country would welcome, that at the end of the day, when they'd reach the end of their years of work, that they'd be able to retire with dignity. And that's what we need to see happen. So I think it's a wrong decision by government for to roll back on this. If you put the small investment in, you get a large dividend at the end, and that's what we need to see happen. And it's not just a dividend for the individual that's working there, but for the entire economy, because it means that if you have a number of people living in a community and they have a decent income in their retirement, they're spending that money in their local community. You know, they're spending on leisure, they're spending on healthcare, they're spending on all these other things, and it takes the burden off the state as well, because people who don't have an income end up having to put a larger burden on the public sector for to try and provide services, particularly when it comes to healthcare and all of that.
It's down to administration issues. What would there be, do you feel, administration issues on something that has been in the pipeline now for so long and has been delayed on more than one occasion?
I mean, it's 10, 15 years been talked about. There's no reason why it shouldn't be rolled out. I suppose another aspect of it is that the state is ensuring that they're going to use, I think, 4 or 5 pension companies or insurance companies to provide this service. It would certainly be our position in Sinn Féin that shouldn't happen, that it should be the National Treasury Management Funds that would deal with this, that it would be the state would be in control of the investment to ensure that it was invested properly and the right kind of products were to get the best return for the state and for the individuals out there. If it were done like that, I don't think there'd be any of these issues that they're talking about with regard to difficulties in setting up the process. But there's no excuse for it in reality. You know, if the government wanted to do it, they could do it. And I think, you know, it's really about the will of the minister to put the shoulder to the wheel to provide for workers across the length and breadth of the state to ensure that they have an adequate pension when they retire. And that should happen, and should happen with haste.